Welcome to Finding Pelvic Sanity. If you're struggling with pelvic pain, pelvic floor dysfunction, or pregnancy and postpartum issues, you're in the right place. These issues are common, but not something that you have to live with. We've seen the most complex patients from all over the world at Pelvic Sanity in Southern California. You might be feeling frustrated, embarrassed, or dismissed by the medical community, often for years. We know just how tough that can be, and we want to help you find pelvic sanity again.
We're Jesse and Dr. Nicole Cozine. Together we run Pelvic Sanity Physical Therapy, wrote the IC Solution, and Nicole has trained thousands of pelvic PTs to provide better care. We want this podcast to provide hope and get you on the path to healing.
Thousands of people with pelvic health issues find relief and live healthy, happy, and pain-free lives. And so can you. Let's get started.
Hey friends, welcome back to another episode of the Finding Pelvic Sanity podcast with Dr. Nicole and Jesse Cozine. Hey Nicole.
Hello.
All right. So question we are exploring today, Nicole, should everyone get pelvic floor physical therapy after having a baby?
The answer is yes.
Well, this was a short podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's go watch a movie. Okay. So I'm assuming there's a little bit more to it than that, but yeah, short answer is yes. Now, if we talk about that, Nicole, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like that's so important? That's something we've obviously advocated for. It's something that happens in a ton of other advanced countries in the world, in France and Australia. Like, this is just every single person is automatically given a prescription to postpartum physical therapy. Why do you feel like that's so important? Why are we so far behind?
You know, I'm not really sure why we're so far behind, but I can tell you that there is a long history before the baby's actually born that leads us up to a marathon event, no matter how your baby was delivered, vaginally or via C-section. That's a big deal. And so I think that postpartum recovery and rehab has been thought of as like, oh, only if you're having symptoms that you need to go.
And bad symptoms, like only symptoms you can't possibly live with, right?
Yeah. And I think that at the end of the day, I think societal norms sort of play into this here, right? So it's like you hear our moms laughing with their friends about peeing when they sneeze, and we just sort of chalk that up to, oh, well, that just must be because I've had a baby. And so I think that there's a lot of that undercurrent going on in our society that leads us there. But even to putting all of that aside, physically, it's one of the biggest areas and most rapid areas of change that the human body goes through. And postpartum lasts forever. So in the PT world, we say once postpartum, always postpartum. But I would also postulate that it begins well before you have a baby. And so before you get pregnant. So pelvic floor dysfunction is sort of rampant regardless of how that baby was delivered, because myth-busting alert, you can still have significant pelvic floor dysfunction even if you delivered via C-section. But I feel like there's three phases that we need to think about leading up to the delivery itself that make it so that your pelvic floor is very strained and stressed, right? It's the previous part of having some pelvic floor dysfunction that's just brewing, symptoms or no symptoms, that we are so likely to brush off and stuff like that. Then there is the, I found out I am pregnant, and the 9 months of pregnancy where your body is rapidly changing every single day and your pelvic floor is changing. It's under strain and stress because of the growing baby. Your uterus is getting bigger. Your belly's getting bigger, which means your abdominal muscles are lengthening and essentially weakening. Your rib cage is changing. Many of us remember that our bras don't fit the same and stuff like that. And so we are undergoing a daily rapid change in our bodies to accommodate this growing baby. And then we have this major event of getting the baby out that is like the marathon of physical feats in human existence. And it lasts anywhere between, 4 usually and 36, 48 hours. Sometimes it requires an abdominal surgery and a C-section. Sometimes it requires a vaginal delivery that, you know, can lead to ligament strain, tears, muscle tears, stitches, bleeding, connective tissue dysfunction, like all the things that happen that make it hard to sit and pee and poo afterwards. And then we have to care for a living human being after this. We have sometimes no idea what the hell we're doing, me very much included in that. And immediately, all of your daily tasks are different. They're changing. They're lifting. They're on the floor. They're carrying. They're bending. They're twisting differently. They're breastfeeding differently. They're bottle feeding differently. Like, everything about your day-to-day activity is different. And so that is very challenging on the body system.
And we just laugh it off as if that's supposed to be something that everybody just goes through and then is like fine 6 weeks later, or you get that postpartum check, Nicole. This is kind of a little bit of a joke in the pelvic PT world. But I mean, basically, as long as you're not like hemorrhaging and you can walk into your OB's office, like, you're getting a stamp of approval to literally go like do a marathon, lift Olympic weights, have sex at 6 weeks.
Yeah, I think we wait for this like magic time for someone to like wave their magic wand or speculum and say like, yep, you're okay now to do all of the things. And the reality is that your OB, your midwife, did not go to school to do movement analysis. They didn't go to school to do sport-specific training. They didn't go to school to learn about the pelvic floor muscles. And you would be shocked at the lack of education of pelvic floor health in OBGYN residency and their advanced training. They didn't go to school to learn about rehabbing after a injury or a surgery, as a C-section is a major abdominal surgery. And so their 6 week stamp of approval is literally look at your perineum if you had a vaginal delivery, look at your C-section scar if you had a C-section, and say, there's nothing like major going on here. You don't have an infection. You're not still bleeding, hopefully. And you're pretty fine. Your stitches are gone if you had any vaginal laceration stitches. And cool, they may, if you have a good practitioner, check for diastasis recti or something like that. But a lot of times all that stuff that happens doesn't happen until way later. It doesn't happen at 6 weeks because it happens at 3 months. It happens at 6 months. It happens at a year. And so you get this stamp of approval and they say, okay, you're cleared, quote unquote, to have sex. They talk about your birth control options and you're on your merry way. And that's just from a pelvic PT perspective, that's just the worst thing that can happen to you in your postpartum journey is to get that false sense of everything's going to be okay. And then the assumption after that is that if something's not okay, it just must be normal because I just got the stamp of approval. So we're in like a cycle of bad information from a practitioner that isn't an expert in what you need to be doing. They were an expert in what happened. They're an expert in caring for your baby and your pregnancy and making sure that you are happy and healthy. And as soon as that baby's out and born, they don't know what the fuck to do.
Right. Well, the funny part about that, right, is most of those appointments end with the same sentence. And if you guys are listening and have had children, let me know if this was the way that your 6 week thing ended. Call me when you're pregnant again.
Yeah.
Like, literally, I don't care. Call me when you're pregnant again, which is great. Like, that's what they do. That's what they're excited about. That's why they went to school. But like, your child is going to get 8 medical visits in the first year. It feels like every freaking 2 weeks at the beginning, right? Nicole and I have been through this. You get that one cursory 6 week postpartum check. And I just want to throw some numbers here. I know this isn't like all that interesting when I start getting into facts and figures, but that's just who I am. You guys are going to have to deal with it if you're going to listen to the podcast. Almost 80% of women have low back pain after baby. 50% have a diastasis recti, 50% are incontinent, 40% have a prolapse, almost 40% have painful intercourse, about 25 to 30% have had a C-section, a major surgery, and this is something we'll talk about in later episodes as well, but literally every other surgery in the body, after the surgeon sews you up, the first thing they do is they send you to physical therapy to make sure that heals and you're still moving well, except for pelvic and abdominal surgeries where you just are told, good luck caring for your baby. Don't lift anything heavy. Oh, wait, you have a child to care for. pelvic pain, 10%. I mean, and the thing is, I think when we talk about reasons that people don't come in, Nicole, when this isn't done, is that A, people don't really even know about pelvic floor physical therapy. They don't know that there can be help. They think, like you just said, that it's normal. I was cleared by my OB. The focus is all on the baby and trying to breastfeed and all of the other crazy things that are going on in your life. You know, your physician didn't seem worried. And then the idea that, oh, it'll just get better with time, probably. I just need to let this happen. And one thing I love that you always say, Nicole, is things don't get better the longer you ignore them. Like if you have a leaky roof, the answer is not, hey, just wait a couple more rainstorms. It'll probably fix itself.
Yeah, it just like doesn't happen. And I think that so often what you'll hear from an OBGYN or a midwife, it's like, hey, you just had a baby. Don't worry about it. You have so many other things to worry about. Don't worry about that. You'll heal. And while I understand the premise, I understand that like on the surface, that's true. You are still in a massive state of healing. At that 6-week check, even if it's a little late at that 8-week check, like you do still have a significant amount of time to continue your healing. But contrary to popular belief, sometimes the body doesn't just heal itself magically to the point where it was before. There have been some massive changes to almost every single system in your body, and sometimes it needs a little help. And who better to help you rehab than a rehab specialist? And who better to help you than a rehab specialist than a pelvic floor rehab specialist? Like, that's our jam. This is like what we live for, is helping you recover not only in the healing phase, but in the thriving phase after you've had a baby.
Okay, so Nicole, in an ideal world, I think this is actually really important to talk about too, just really quickly here, because I think sometimes people feel like they missed the window. Oh, I didn't get that when I was, you know, 6 weeks out or 8 weeks out or 3 months out. And so I think it's probably worth talking about like what we would think is an ideal. Like if we had our absolute pick and we could say, hey, if we can wave a magic wand and make the world the way it should be, the way it frankly is in a lot of other advanced countries, what would that look like? When would somebody have their first visit and how would they be working? And then we'll talk about in this kind of non-ideal world that we live in, or if you guys feel like that happened several years ago, you missed that chance, because I think that's all really important to kind of dive into.
Yeah, well, and this is something that has changed. We'll also talk about how I feel like I've changed my view of this since having my own baby. But let's talk about your perfect world scenario, Jesse. So in a perfect world scenario, from a pelvic rehabilitation, pelvic PT perspective, I would love to see somebody in my office 2 to 4 weeks after they have a baby. We don't do anything internal, but it would be super helpful to be able to see you in that really acute healing phase. If it's not possible to see somebody in the office, the second best thing would be to do a video visit in your home so that somebody can see you in your environment. Where are you trying to feed? Where's your crib? Where's the bassinet? Where are you lifting? Where are you spending a lot of your time? So that we can address some of the other things like mid-back pain, shoulder pain, mommy thumb that comes up during that time that has nothing to do with your darn pelvic floor.
So funny story, I got mommy thumb and you knew what the hell that was. But I think this is also maybe an area where there's a bit of a misnomer, because I feel like when we call it pelvic floor physical therapy, that is a good description in some sense. But then also you guys are looking at the entire body head to toe. You guys are still physical therapists. You're the ones who are used to working with folks who are pregnant, who are postpartum. You do a ton with low back pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, you know, the thumbs, the feet, like all of that stuff. So instead of thinking of it as a pelvic floor specialist, I can only go if I'm peeing or if I have pain with intercourse. Think of it, if you have anything going on that is related to your postpartum journey, your pelvic floor physical therapist is the person to deal with that.
Yeah, and it's a great point, Jesse. I feel like we could easily call it postpartum rehab. Again, to kind of parallel what, if you've ever torn your ACL or known anybody that's torn their ACL or had a back surgery or a shoulder pain problem, anything in that orthopedic world or realm, sprained your ankle, your kids are spraining their ankle during playing basketball. And guess what they get told? They go to their orthopedic doctor and then they say, "Ah, you know what? If we're not surgical, then you just need to go to rehab." And so I think one of the biggest things to understand about a pelvic floor physical therapist is that we're a physical therapist first. We're a physical therapist first. We're a pelvic floor physical therapist second. And we can combine, and we're a postpartum and pregnancy physical therapist third. And we can combine all of these things together into one freaking rock star clinician that can help you literally with any ache and pain or difficult task that you're having a problem with in the postpartum period.
So in the ideal world, you're getting seen in that 2 to 4 week period. You're probably doing your first internal exam of the pelvic floor muscles after that 6 week check, and you get cleared, you come in afterwards. Some people actually schedule that like literally right afterwards. So they go see their OB in the morning and they're in with us in the afternoon. And then we're the ones who are helping you back to work, back to exercise. As your baby gets heavier and you're lifting and you're twisting and you're doing all of those crazy things, you know, a lot of times, Nicole, some of these symptoms don't necessarily pop up immediately afterwards. All of a sudden, you're having, you know, painful intercourse 9 months in. You start to have leakage when you're, you know, trying to get back to running. You don't even necessarily notice these things early on in the process.
Yeah, and I think this was one of the biggest shockers to me as a pelvic rehab specialist and a pelvic floor physical therapist and a pregnancy and postpartum specialist in this field for almost 20 years before I had my own baby. I would have said, come in early, come in often. And at the end of the day, like, it just gets crazy during that first period and your whole life changes. Gosh, I mean, Jess, wouldn't you say every freaking week practically, but certainly every month your tasks are different. The demand on your body is different. Your hormonal state is different. And depending on how you're feeding your baby, like you're going through massive hormone fluctuations, if you're breastfeeding, if you're not, if you get your period back, like all of that stuff plays a role in the way that we're healing. And at the same time, our babies are changing. They're getting mobile. They are starting to walk. They're starting to crawl. They're starting to get heavier. Their carriers are getting heavier. I remember, you know, when he was still in the infant carrier or whatever, he's like 15 pounds. The thing weighs at least 10. I mean, it's like schlepping around a 25-pound thing asymmetrically in my arm. And I'm like, right, I wasn't carrying around 25-pound kettlebells to prepare for this prior to pregnancy. Like, that is the reality that we're hit with. And so I just want everybody that's listening to this podcast to understand and give a lot of reverence to the entire postpartum period, which is honestly once postpartum, always postpartum, but especially in that first year, that just because you don't have a symptom right away or you get cleared and you actually are back to intercourse or, you know, walking around and you're back to work and you're feeling fine, your baby isn't moving yet. You haven't gone to the park and had to lift them up onto a slide. You haven't had to bend over and hurry up to stop them from running out into the street quickly yet. And all of that, those physical demands change as your baby's getting older and they're moving into that toddler stage. And so I just want me to be like one of the people to say to you that if you don't get a chance to come at the beginning, like, yes, that would be a perfect world scenario, but it's never too late. If you start to get back to exercise, then great. Then you need to start to see a pelvic floor PT or a pregnancy postpartum PT. Like, I didn't feel like I was ready and my body was like even remotely back to, and I'm in this field, you guys. And even I didn't feel like physically, mentally, and emotionally ready to think about myself and care for myself and get back to the gym until Clay was a year old, which is literally a couple of months ago. And now I started going back to the gym and now my freaking foot hurts and I've got SI joint pain and, you know, I've got a little abdominal strain going on because I tried to do too much core. And like, I know what to do and I still am having these issues. And so it's not that you're doing anything wrong. It's just that your body's different and we have to get assessed by a specialist to help guide us in that way to get back to doing all the things that we want to do. And if we need to be preparing our bodies for another pregnancy, then great. If we need to be preparing our bodies for the rest of our lives without another pregnancy, then great. But all of that is going to be better with a specialist guiding you through that time.
Absolutely. So, Nicole, just to pull out a couple of things you said there as we kind of close here, it is never too late. Whether this was 2 months ago, 2 weeks ago, or 2 decades ago, you can still get help for these. You don't have to settle for any of these postpartum issues, whether it's one of the things that we listed in low back pain, diastasis recti, incontinence, prolapse, painful intercourse, C-section scar, pelvic pain. But also, if you're just not feeling right, if you're not feeling yourself, if you're not confident in getting back to moving, you know, there's a huge subset of folks who actually never get back to being able to do what they want to do afterwards.
Yeah. And I'll tell you just one real quick thing. Like, you know, if you are somebody that one of my patients came in and she was had the wherewithal to understand that she needed to come see us, but she was like, I felt like I rocked the first postpartum 8 months. And then I wanted to like, I had, it was late to an appointment and I needed to jog from the parking lot until to my doctor's appointment. And I just felt so disconnected to my body. I felt like I was Gumby. I felt like my legs weren't attached to my body and I did not know what to do. And it's even something like that. If you just feel disconnected, not put together, not strong, like we can help with all of that. That's not a normal symptom of being postpartum.
And 100%, Nicole. So no matter how long it's been, it's never too late. Don't settle for those postpartum symptoms, but also that postpartum feeling of being disconnected or not feeling that. And encourage others to get help as well. So this is a great thing that even if, you know, maybe you weren't able to get that kind of care early on, then, man, if you've got a niece who's giving birth or a sister or a friend, like that's one of the coolest things to do is to be able to encourage that. And we love seeing that at Pelvic Sanity when, you know, we've seen like multiple members of the same family or the same friend group. All of a sudden, they're like coordinating their visits. So we got like 6 people coming in at the same time.
Yeah. And
we all know each other.
And it's friend groups, you guys. It's not our freaking parents who are gaslighting us about how we're taking care of our bodies and our kids, right? I mean, how many times have our parents been like, oh, you're doing that wrong. Oh, that must be nice to go to, you know.
Yeah, they're saying don't go to pelvic floor physical therapy. That's totally normal. In the same breath, they're telling you, hey, just give your kid a little bit of rum for their teething and make sure you put them face down with a bunch of blankets on the bed. It's yeah. Like, wait a second.
Mom. Things have changed, Mom. The postpartum rehab has changed. Your postpartum experience has changed. And also child rearing has also changed.
So, guys, if you are local to Southern California and listen to this, make sure you give us a call at Pelvic Sanity. You can check that out. Just Google Pelvic Sanity. You'll find us. If you are not around Southern California, make sure you've joined the Finding Pelvic Sanity Facebook group. It is an amazing community of 5,000-plus people who are dealing with pelvic health issues. We answer questions in there. We're actually going to be putting up a postpartum screening questionnaire in there. So if you're wondering, hey, is this normal? Is this me? We're going to have a great little post in there that you guys can see all of the things and kind of ask yourself, hey, am I recovering the way I'm supposed to be? Is this normal or do I need to get help? So we'll be posting that in there as well. You just go to Facebook and search Finding Pelvic Sanity. You'll find us. We'll let you in and we'll get that information over to you. So hope you guys have enjoyed this. We've loved some of the comments you guys have left on previous things. If you are moved by this episode, you're having a good time and listening to this and want more, make sure you write a review and that you subscribe. But we're really excited to be doing this, Nicole. I know this has been super fun for us to do and hear from you guys and how helpful it's been so far. So excited for you guys with us. Grateful you're listening. We will see you on the next episode.
And we hope this has brought you just a little bit of pelvic sanity.